This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we were just talking about in the previous hour about this Johnson & Johnson lawsuit that's going on in Oklahoma about the pain medications and the opioid crisis, where they are being accused of duping doctors into writing the medication, that the medications were not as addictive. And I'm sorry, you can't dupe a doctor or a nurse practitioner or physician assistant. Okay, assistant, we don't get duped. I hate that. It makes us look stupid. When a drug, you know, pharmaceutical company comes to the office and they start touting something that may not be the most medically sound, we're like, what? Get the hell out of here, please. So they don't. So anybody telling me that any of these narcotics were not addictive, nobody believes that. So, and if there was a doctor out there that was duped, makes you kind of wonder whether it was a medical school. Okay, I mean, narcotics are addictive. You can't get through medical school and all the pharmacology and all the, you know, pathology and the understanding how opioids work and then be able to be swayed by a pharmaceutical rep saying the drug is not addictive. So get this whole dupe idea out of there. But we have a problem. Okay, like I had said last hour, how the more you sue and go after these drug companies, right, like Johnson & Johnson and Teva, what Teva had to settle for, what, $85 million, Purdue settled for $270 million, Johnson & Johnson, they want to pay $17.5 billion. What we're seeing is drug companies are going to be like, you know what, I'm out. Forget it. I'm not going to cover I'm not going to start up developing any new narcotics or pain medications. I'm going to take, you know, quit distributing them. I'm out. Well, the other thing we talked about is doctors prescribing narcotics. You're starting to see less of that. Once legislators are like, let's get the medical boards to get on the doctors. This is the doctor's fault. Honestly, somebody deciding to go on heroin, okay, we're blaming everybody else but the patient. And blame isn't a bad thing, okay? When somebody has an addiction, you know, say, well, they were duped. That's one argument. But, you know, come on. Where is the responsibility of somebody becoming addicted? Now, I get if a pharmaceutical company or a doctor said, this is 1,000% not addictive. Okay, well, then that's a problem. And if a doctor did that, he should lose his license. But please. Now, though, this is concerning. There's a study that came out, this is a headline, where the average new, I don't want to say the new practice, but patients are being turned down from primary care. If it's a primary care office, it's taking new patients. Almost 20% of them are being turned down if they're on a daily narcotic. So doctors who are overwhelmed and have too many patients are starting to cherry pick their patients. And so if you have chronic pain, you're having a hell of a time making it into primary care. Apparently, they did the whole secret shopper thing. And this did not have to do with health insurance. You know how previous studies have looked at if you have Medicaid versus Blue Cross Blue Shield, the doctor's office would take you if you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, but not Medicaid? You know, there's been secret shoppers doing that. This was regardless of insurance status. They actually said 40% of primary care clinics will not accept a new patient who takes opioids. Some said, well, maybe case by case. Some said, well, let me look at your chart. Some said, well, let's meet you first. But, oh my gosh, talk about discrimination. Talk about you being marred, you having that scarlet letter on you, all because you have diabetic neuropathy or spinal stenosis or failed back syndrome or endometriosis or whatever you're taking that chronic pain medicine for. So I don't blame the doctor's offices. I don't blame them one bit. You're going to threaten me. You're going to threaten to take away my license if I don't follow 70 different rules with the narcotic? I'm out. Look, I got cholesterol to manage. I got diabetes to manage. I got depression to manage. I got pregnant patients coming in. I got kids, sick kids with fever. I'm not going to lose my license because there's this whole new medical landscape trying to blame doctors for everything. I'd be out also. The problem is you, my neighbor, my Facebook buddies, family members, they need pain medication. So even though I may be like, I'm out, I'm not writing it, who is? And then who's making more? If I was Purdue and Teva and Johnson & Johnson, I would say you guys could take, you know, any new research or any research and development that has to do with narcotics and just throw it out because we're not going to be blamed 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. Everyone wants to blame somebody else for a crisis and go after the money. Well, now we're going to have this landscape where if you need a pain medication, you're not going to get it. If you're in pain, you're not going to get it. So now we're going to drive up this whole illegal market. And when I see people get turned down or refused, whether it's for sex, race, you know, religion, or medical condition, that ticks me off. I mean, we made such headway going, well, you can't exclude somebody with a pre-existing condition. Well, what are doctors supposed to do? If there's so much work that has to be done and so much documentation and they could at any time, their medical board could at any time change the rules and say, you're responsible if any one of your patients overdosed. I talk to the average doctor or medical provider, and they're like, you know what, I'm just not going to go there. So now we are going to have a pain crisis, not a pain pill crisis, but a pain crisis. And then how are we going to treat the pain? Marijuana? Marijuana doesn't cut it. After a few uses, you start to kind of get used to it. You need stronger and stronger. That's not going to cut it. Are we going to drink alcohol? Are we going to commit suicide? What is it that everybody wants? Well, it sounds like a lot of these cities, they want money. So they want to go after the drug companies to get the money so they can pay for rehab and all that. What do the doctors want? The doctors just want to practice. But I think everybody needs to slow the roll and figure out what the hell they're doing. But if we're turning people away who are in pain, that's sick. And that's not a medical landscape I want to live in. 1-877-DR-ALLIE, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. I'm going to sneeze again. Sorry. Excuse me. And big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. So, there's this big push to have us eat bugs. Such a huge push. You are going to, over the next probably decade, my prediction is the 20s are going to be all about convincing people to eat non-animals, like you know, meat and chicken and fish, and to getting us to eat bugs. And there will be probably these fads of people eating bugs. They'll probably get some stars to do them and make things go viral and how to cook the yummiest bug dish. There's going to be a big push for that. Well, this study came out saying that grasshoppers and silkworms have antioxidant capacity similar to fresh orange juice. They say for the first time, a study has measured antioxidant levels in commercially available edible insects. Most of them don't have six legs. We're talking about scorpions, spiders, and centipedes that aren't even insects. But they say crickets pack 75% of the antioxidant power of fresh OJ. And silkworms have fat twice that of olive oil. This is according to fizz.org. And they say ladybugs... Oh, never mind. They say ladybugs fart. And insects have a tiny land, water, and carbon footprint compared with livestock. Yeah, I didn't know ladybugs fart. Well, apparently they talk about that. They say, so anything that encourages insect eating is good news for the planet. So, they say the West has already begun reluctantly to consider creepy crawlies as a more sustainable alternative to meat and animal products. According to Professor Mauro Serafini, lead author of the study, published in Frontiers in Nutrition, at least 2 billion people, a quarter of the world's population, regularly eat insects. The rest of us will need a bit more encouragement. It's true, a lot of people regularly eat insects. I think, you know, they fry grasshoppers and they do a lot of, I don't know what they do, but they do. And they go, providing selfish and immediate incentives could help consumers to make the environmentally friendly choice. Taste and image are key, but for many, health is also an incentive. So how healthy are these insects? Well, they say they're a good source of protein, polyunsaturated fatty acids, minerals, vitamins, and fiber. But nobody put that into an image. And so when you compare it to a glass of orange juice, now you're like, I'm still not sold. So they say antioxidant activity is that free radical scavenging ability that typically designates a quote-unquote superfood. Although, I don't think a lot of people are going to look at grasshoppers as superfoods, but it may. I mean, it is very easy to cause a trend and make something go viral. So the researchers tested a range of commercially available edible insects and invertebrates. And then they measure the antioxidant activities. Now, the inedible parts, like stingers and wings, were removed. Then what they did is they took the insects and they ground them down. And two parts extracted for each species, the fat and whatever would dissolve in water. Then each extract was then tested for its antioxidant content and activity. They said, for perspective, using the same setup we tested, the antioxidant capacity of French orange juice and olive oil, French orange juice, functional foods that are known to exert antioxidant effects in humans or whatever. And they looked at the water-soluble extracts, those that could dissolve in water, of grasshoppers, silkworms, crickets, and those seem to have the highest value of antioxidants. Five-fold higher than fresh orange juice. Now, giant cicada, I never pronounce that right, giant water bugs, black tarantula, black scorpions showed negligible values. Good, I don't want to eat a scorpion or tarantula. So, there's a trend. So if you could make insect dust, and it's fat-free, rather than going to protein powder, you add insect powder. And the funny thing is we already eat stuff from insects. Isn't a lot of our strawberry food coloring from insects already? Everything is from strawberries, but it's not. So, is that the way to go? Polyphenols. They say a major source of plant-derived antioxidant activities also follow a similar pattern across species. So, polyphenols, antioxidants could be in insects. Now, listen. I don't want to eat an insect. I don't want to tell you guys to eat an insect. But if I'm going to put my science hat on, we kind of have something here. All right? We really do. You could grow farms of insects a hell of a lot easier than you could grow, you know, animal farms. And the insects are probably going to be less mean to each other than on Animal Farm. And so in terms of genetic footprint, I'm not really up on that, so I don't really understand about global warming and carbon footprint and all that. But I do have to admit, a cow uses up a lot more resources than a grasshopper. you could feed thousands of grasshoppers with a lot less than you have to feed a cow. So they are onto something here. And I think in our lifetime, we are going to have to be prepared that certain food additives are going to be made from insects. And this idea that bugs are bad wasn't always pervasive in our thinking. Because in the olden days, they would, in caveman days, they would eat bugs. They did. They didn't know that something was disgusting or crawly. I mean, a fly on poo-poo might have been disgusting. But they really didn't look at the whole germ theory because that wasn't around back then. And so what ended up happening was the rich and the wealthy and the aristocrats would have, you know, venison and, you know, bass and all this fancy food. And, you know, people would be like, well, why am I eating snake, you know, and hamster meat and dog and cat? You know, I want to eat some venison also. And then, you know, rumors and cultures started to develop. Oh, we're going to eat this, we're going to eat this, we're going to eat this. I don't know in the Bible which bugs are kosher and which aren't. And I don't know if it actually, I have to double check, it says because a lot of us swallow bugs all the time. It gives us rules on horse. We're not supposed to eat horse meat. We're not supposed to eat shark meat. So, I mean, there are certain rules, but I don't think bugs are in there. Which means there's a chance that even in biblical times, bugs were okay. And we've swallowed bugs and nothing's happened to us. Now, do bugs carry disease? Yeah, they do. I would not eat a mosquito. Although our stomach acid is designed to kill that stuff off. We have stomach acid, and that's supposed to kill off a lot of the bacteria that, you know, we get in our food. Unfortunately, sometimes the bacteria follow with it. So if they are able to clean, sterilize insect powder, I would try it. I mean, if it helps save the world, but it's not so much that I want to save the world, is I just don't see how we won't run out of food. I mean, I understand cow. You could cut up a cow and you could probably have, I don't know, how many hundreds of steaks come out of that cow. But have you guys ever gone to an Outback or a Fuddruckers? I mean, it looks like they go through tons of cows in one sitting. I just don't see how we're going to continue to have, and you know, food is getting more expensive. But also remember, we're not going to be told that. The government doesn't want us worried. So if we do start to run out of food, I don't think anyone's going to tell us. Now we're starting to farm fish. I just thought, all right, a fisherman goes out, they grab some fish. No, we actually have fish farms. We actually are trying to grow and produce a lot of fish. And fish, I mean, who eats fish? Apparently a lot of people eat fish. Not my favorite meat. If it doesn't moo, it's not meat. But fish is big, and the fact that they have to grow and they have to strategize starts to tell us, you know, the writing's on the wall. Now, most of us should start doing without meat, you know, start cutting it back. What's going to happen is the price is just going to keep going up and keep going up, keep going up. Because there's going to be more demand and less supply. But at some point, there could be a problem. If we have another mad cow disease, you know, outbreak like they did in England, or, you know, we have some other sort. I mean, look at how they've had to cull and kill a whole bunch of chickens and turkeys, you know, in certain countries, and then all of a sudden the prices go up. So bad things could happen to our animal population. Do we have plan B? So I say go for it. Start making yummy, tasting insect foods. But maybe don't call it insect. I don't know. I mean, butterfly, ladybug jelly. I still can't, no. Dung beetle. No, you can't make it sound delicious. Sorry. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Mo. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is announcing a new rule aimed at deterring people from claiming asylum when they arrive at the U.S. southern border. The new rule says you can't apply for asylum in the U.S. if you've already passed through another country on your way to get here. It also applies to children who have crossed the border alone. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. He says people are exploiting the asylum system with many bogus claims.
The president has instructed us to take those steps within our legal authority to start to dissuade fraudulent applicants in our asylum system.
A federal judge says he needs more time to decide whether to release accused child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein on bail. The judge was supposed to make his decision on Monday, but says now it will be Thursday. Epstein will remain behind bars in a Manhattan detention center until then. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, maybe. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Amazon Prime Day, I believe, is today and tomorrow. And there's supposed to be mega sales and, you know, really, really exciting stuff for people that, I guess, pay extra for Prime. I don't, but I think my husband does. I don't know what it costs. And it's nice because a lot of products you get, you know, free two-day shipping. It's really nice to get your products right away. It just, I don't really buy a lot on Amazon, so for me, but it kind of makes sense, I guess, one per family, maybe. But anyway, apparently there's strikes going on. This was a great day for there to be protests and walkouts. Employees and activists are using this two-day event to complain about how the company treats their workers. They say employees at Amazon Fulfillment Center in Shakopee, Minnesota, are walking off the job today during the last 3 hours of the day shift and the first 3 hours of the night shift. They say although Amazon has raised hourly wages to $16 to $20, which is more than double the federal minimum, the company sets unrealistic expectations and quotas. They try to get someone to work as hard as you can under the threat of being fired. That's according to two-year employee Tyler Hamilton. As much as they can, they figure out ways to collect data and measure work. Employees also complain of unsafe work conditions, lack of communication from supervisors, and an over-reliance on temporary workers. So Hikab Mohammed told Forbes, "We're forced to work like machines. I see it as abuse." Now, an Amazon representative said the company has addressed the protesters' concerns. "We provide great employment opportunities with excellent pay, ranging from $16.25 to $20.80 an hour, comprehensive benefits. We encourage anyone to compare our pay, benefits, and workplace to other retailers and major employers in the Shakopee community and across the country, and we invite anyone to see for themselves by taking a tour of the facility." Now, I want to talk about that, because every job I've had, I've seen people complain. And, I mean, it's contagious. Somebody complains, you start to complain. And then you got to ask, stop and go, was it a good job? Sometimes, no, it's not. Toxic environment, you got to get the hell out. But in other places, I'm like, okay, do you kind of see what you have? Do you really want to complain? Now, Prime Day is this annual two-day sale where Amazon offers widespread discounts, although we're being told that some of the things might be upped in price before, you know, so do some price shopping before you buy. And they do that in hopes to lure new subscribers to their Prime program. Amazon is brilliant when it comes to knowing how to market and business and, you know, get people to spend money. If you become a Prime member, you get these goodies, even movie access. The company said last year it sold more than 100 million products and added tens of millions of members during the sale period. Now, I believe in Germany, a bunch of workers are going on strike. So William Stolz, one of the organizers of the strike, told Bloomberg that this is a good time to draw attention. Amazon is going to be telling one story about itself, which is they can ship to a Kindle to your house in one day. Isn't that wonderful? We want to take the opportunity to talk about what it takes to make that work happen and put pressure on Amazon to protect us and provide safe, reliable jobs. So the company said, "We can only conclude that the people who plan to attend the event on Monday are simply not informed. If these groups, unions, and politicians they rally to their cause really want to help the American worker, we encourage them to focus their energy on passing legislation for an increase in the federal minimum wage because $7.25 is too low." So some of you are probably listening to this going, "Are you kidding me? Some of these workers are making $20 an hour and they're complaining." Well, whether they're right to complain or not, if Amazon does not want to deal with this, they're going to very easily automate. And part of me wonders if Amazon is welcoming these walkouts and these strikes, because then when they do move to automation, and they will more and more, they can't get as much of a public outcry. Now, in order to, you know, you and I don't really put a lot of thought into what happens when we get our box of, I don't know, toilet paper or whatever. But we figure, we put in the order, somebody packages it, closes up the box, and it goes out. We don't think it's a lot of hard work. But it is. When you look at the access that Amazon has and the millions upon millions upon millions of people ordering, they need people to keep up. Now, this idea, and I always hear this, that, you know, employers work you too hard, work you too hard. Okay, so I was an employer for many, many years. And I had no problem answering the phone myself, filing, pulling the chart if I needed to. I would never give a staff person any work to do that I wouldn't do, and I would never put them in harm's way. I would be the one that would deal with anybody that had an infectious disease. I would give the shot. I would be dealing with the blood. I threw away any instruments or gauze that had blood on it. I just didn't want my staff exposed. Not every employer does that, but I did. I also made sure they were able to take the breaks. And I made sure that their workload was reasonable. Did I still have employees that complained? Absolutely. It's too much work. I have too much work to do. And so you're like, okay, so what is overwhelming about it? You have to call on 5 referrals. And you have nothing else to do. Why is that overwhelming? Well, it just is. And mind you, it's all perception. I do a lot of work, but I don't feel overworked if I like the job. Or if I feel like I'm getting it done. Or if I feel like I'm being rewarded. But if it's a job I don't really want to do, I'm going to complain about it. And act like it's a lot of work when it's not. Cleaning up a pile of dog poo. One pile. Probably takes about 5 to 10 seconds. Pick it up with one hand, wipe it off, spray, clean with the other. Take it outside. But you will have people act like it is the biggest, I mean, oh my God, my kids act like I just, you know, did slave labor. So, employers need to always audit and see what exactly is going on. Is somebody working twice what they can actually handle? But the other thing that employers have to be careful of is if you do ease a load and you make it overly easy, as soon as you want to add one extra task, it acts like the whole ship is going to fall. So, worker psychology, employee psychology, is very, very tricky. And my worry is if it gets too tricky, employers are going to be like, look, this machine doesn't complain. However more I can automate, I will. Having workers strike is not something employers like. And it's probably one of the last stands an employee could take. And I'm not saying don't complain. If you want to complain, if you think despite them paying $20 an hour, they're, you know, working you to death, you have a right to complain. There's labor laws. But you need to back it up. You need to have probable representation, right, with the unions or whatever. And don't cry wolf if it's not. I know a lot of people like, you know, that makes work exciting and, you know, let's just get all grouped together and complain and let's make change. It's exciting to get a boss to listen. But remember, this boss doesn't need you. If they're offering $20 an hour, they could get a lot of other people. And we need Amazon to employ people. And they have to follow labor laws with breaks and things like that. And mind you, it's not you. There's people out there, and I've seen them. I remember catching some nurses, some staff, hang out in the back and just hide. Just so they wouldn't have to work. I'm like, hi, what's going on? Are you okay? Are you feeling okay? Do you need to go home? No. I'm just organizing something. I'm like, what are you doing back here? I mean, maybe they were stealing. Maybe they were, I don't know. But I can't tell you how many times I would catch people just not working. And so, you know, if a manager is going to be like, what are you doing? Go back to work. Does that make them, you know, evil? So I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I've been watching this Area 51 storming. You guys heard about this, right? I believe last week there were about 400,000 people that have signed up to storm Area 51. Now it's about 1 million on Facebook that said that they will, September 20th at 3 a.m., storm Area 51 to see them aliens. That's what they want. They want to finally see the aliens. And the creator wrote, "They can't stop all of us." If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. The event description said, which I guess references a Japanese comic character known for his speed. Let's see them aliens. And the social media campaign made national headlines last week. Now the Air Force, which runs Area 51, has responded and cautions any UFO enthusiast against traveling to the area. They really don't need this right now, people. They really don't need this. Man. They say Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force. And we would discourage anyone from trying to come to the area where we train American armed forces. The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets. That's a spokeswoman Laura McAndrews told the Washington Post. And then, responding Monday on Fox and Friends, Annie Jacobson, author of Area 51, An Uncensored History of America's Top Secret Military Base, dismissed the idea that civilians could get close to the facility. She explained that the classified military facility is housed inside a classified testing and training range, which is the size of Connecticut. He said that base is so jealously guarded, both in terms of media and in terms of actual physicality. I don't think the Air Force or any of the other military partners or intelligence community partners that are all working out there at Area 51 are going to let anybody anywhere near the entrance to Area 51. And you actually wonder if it really is an Area 51. So Area 51 is near Groom Lake, Nevada. It's run by the Air Force, and their operations are classified. You will not fly over it and see it. Nobody's ever, from what I understand, because they divert air traffic. And it has been linked to alien conspiracy theories because of the testing of a spy plane in 1955. That's when I guess the CIA first shed light on the military detachment. So, we really don't know what goes on in Area 51. I know it's been glorified in movies and sensationalized. So now you have a bunch of people that want to storm Area 51's research center. Now, just because we have a million people on Facebook saying they want to go and they want to, you know, take part of this, doesn't mean they're actually going to leave their jobs, spend the money to come out into the summer, in the dead of summer, and actually, you know, now, but you do have some people that may just want to be a part of something historic. But this is what concerns me, okay? What concerns me is we do have the potential for people in droves to make some certain things happen. Maybe for the good, maybe for the bad. And when you have people who are unhappy, it is very easy for them to coalesce. And if they got nothing to lose, absolutely nothing to lose, they'll go for it. Now, I don't care about Area 51 and them being, you know, there being aliens on other planets. I don't care about that. But I do care about another recession or another depression. And I do care about what happens when we do run out of jobs, whether it's because of immigration or whether it's because of automation. Everybody says don't worry about automation because the exact number of jobs displaced by automation will be, you know, will be grown because people have to run those machines, run those. No, I don't. I don't believe that for a second. So when you have a lot of jobless people later that don't really have a lot to do, and they want to be heard, sometimes storming someplace sounds kind of good to them. You know, if you have a job, if you have a family, you know, you love where you're living, you don't want to mess with anything. Yeah, but when you, if you got nothing to lose, you got some desperation there. I mean, remember the Occupy Wall Street? There were like, I don't know how many people, hundreds of thousands of people that were camping out in parks and protesting. From what I heard, the parks had like, oh, it was a mess, drugs and also communicable diseases and all sorts of stuff. And the big question everybody had is, don't these people have jobs? Well, if they don't have a job, no, that's a problem. They then have that freedom to, you know, complain. And, I mean, if I didn't have a job, I would probably be complaining too, whether it was my fault or not. So if you want to keep the peace, make sure everybody has a job. Make sure people have health insurance. Make sure they're happy. Now, how you do that is a little tricky. When you say we're just going to have the rich, we're just going to have employers take this over. No. Because employers are like, not on my watch. I'm only going to hire maybe now only 5 new people this next year, as opposed to the 20. So you got to be very, very delicate with, you know, the browbeating of the employer. Same thing with health insurance. Incentivize employers to buy health insurance, but penalizing them, they'd rather I'll work with less employees. I'll rather make one employee do the work of 2 people, which is kind of what people are complaining that's happening in Amazon. They might be paid more than twice minimum wage, but these people are doing twice the work that a $7.25 worker is doing. So people are going to get their bottom line down. But something like this, as silly as it is, storming Area 51, shows us that it's very easy to garner a million people. And even if a fraction of that decides to raid someplace, that could be some serious issues. Now, Trump, with immigration, as you guys have heard, he's passing this new rule that if somebody is truly looking for asylum and wanting to flee one of their southern countries, they cannot seek asylum in the U.S. if they had to pass through another country. They need to ask those other countries first. So migrants coming from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador can't seek asylum in America if they don't first do so in Mexico. So what this interim rule is doing is trying to filter out a lot of the false claims for asylum. See, technically we have laws that if somebody is seeking to flee persecution, we have to let them in. But if they are trying to flee, then why aren't they fleeing to the next country? That's what the administration is asking. Why are they skipping all these countries and then coming up to America if they're really trying to flee? If you're trying to flee danger, you take your family over the border. That's what they're saying. But if you're passing multiple countries because you want to make it into America, because, you know, you have legislators saying we're going to give you free health care, etc., all right, now we got an issue. Now, I'm not sure how they prove if somebody is fleeing or not, but the ACLU said this new rule is patently unlawful and we will sue swiftly. So, under U.S. and international law, a person may seek asylum based on persecution or a well-founded fear of future persecution because of race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership in a particular social group. So, if that technically doesn't happen in Mexico, the question that the Washington administration is well, then why aren't they then fleeing to Mexico? Why are they leaving Mexico to come to us if that's not happening in Mexico? So, it's tricky. But if we don't get a grip on how we're going to give jobs to everybody coming to America, we're going to have problems with our citizens being employed. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.